We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the line now is Erie County Republican Party Chair Nick Langworthy. Nick, have you spoken with Chris Collins since this news broke yesterday?
I have not talked to Congressman Collins for some time, really. So, I was kind of taken by surprise yesterday, just like everybody else.
Did you try to reach him yesterday, or do you know if any contact went on his part was made to try to reach you?
No, I don't believe either side, you know, tried to contact each other. He was obviously very occupied yesterday, given his travel and his time in New York City. It was a very difficult day.
What is your role going forward now? Because obviously this race that we've heard from all of our analysts was pretty solidly in a Republican district. They were expecting Chris Collins to kind of walk his way to a victory. People now saying it's absolutely in contention. What changes in your role going into November?
Well, I mean, my role is to run the Republican Party and to oversee, you know, all of the candidacies and how they interact with each other. In terms of a federal race, the county Republican Party can't have as much day-to-day involvement because the funding, we take corporate donations. The federal campaigns have to be completely independent of corporate donations. Therefore, the party cannot expend on behalf of these candidates. That's why the national committees come into these sorts of races. Congressman Collins in his remarks last night says he's going to remain a candidate. I mean, I take that as where he's at this point. The period of nominations closed, with primary day being June 26th, I believe. So that's in the rearview mirror. So as long as he intends to remain a candidate, he controls that destiny.
Nick, what did you make of his news conference last night? We talked to Michael Caputo this morning, who said he didn't think that the congressman did himself any favors.
I'm not sure why his attorneys had him call the news conference. But I do think he wanted to say his piece. I mean, he talked a lot about his biographical information, his business career. I mean, the strange thing of this, this indictment doesn't really involve his public service. It's really about his private companies. So you're on a two-track situation here where he was talking about his career in the private sector and in his investments, which obviously we've all known for a long time. Chris Collins has a lot of business arrangements and has had a lot of successful companies. But this has obviously, been a point of controversy for some time. He has to now go fight this in court and do what he can. He says he's going to try to clear his name, and I take him at his word that he's going to try to do that.
Would it be possible at this point for another name to be put on the ballot if Collins did pull out of the race?
Attorneys are researching all options, given that we didn't know what, Congressman Collins' position was going to be and still have not had those conversations. This is a fairly fresh situation. I do believe there are avenues to replace him on the ballot, but I'm not positive of that yet.
How serious of a case do you think this is? And what would your advice be to Congressman Collins? Would you want him to stay in or would you want him to resign?
I assume at some point I will talk to Congressman Collins and we'll share that conversation at that time. I mean, this is surprising news that everybody's really taken aback by. Again, as you said, this was kind of a sleepy race. Congressman Collins spent a lot of time out in his district, largely outside of even the Erie County orbit because it's eight counties in breadth. But we really believe that this was not on the forefront. So, everyone was taken by surprise. I'm very surprised that the U.S. attorney brought charges this late in a federal campaign after the periods of nominations are there. I think that this is the latest indictment against a member of Congress that's ever happened in terms of closeness to the election. So, and I think that's an unfortunate situation because it undoubtedly will have an impact on this race.
Here is a part of what Collins had to say yesterday. Take a listen.
Because my focus is to defeat the charges in court, after today, I will not address any issues related to innate immunotherapeutics outside of the courtroom.
This is now the biggest issue by far in this particular campaign, in this election. Can he really go between now and November without answering any questions about his involvement in this?
I don't think that's realistic at all. I mean, there's he's obviously going, you know, if you're running an active campaign for Congress, you're going to interact with the media, you're going to interact with the public, and he's going to get asked a lot of questions. And, you know, I think time will tell here. he has to go out and campaign, and as he talks to his constituents, you know, what's on their mind? That's going to be, you know, and how do they, and I heard a mixed bag out of people yesterday, you know, because they know that the issues that Congressman Collins has fought for in the Congress, and they support those issues, and they support his support of the president. So he has to see if he can still be an effective candidate on the trail, because this is about the next 2 years, not between now and the end of this term.
Nick, can you believe, really, that, I mean, in 24 hours, New York 27 is now a battleground?
I don't know that I'd be prepared to call this a battleground district at this point. I mean, there's it is the most Republican in New York State. I think it's a very fluid situation, and we have to, you know, see what comes in the days and weeks to come. And, you know, Congressman Collins, this was a very fresh situation for him. I mean, his attorneys certainly approved all the language that he had at his press conference last night. And, you know, going forward, we will see how his campaign rolls out. I mean, I'm looking forward to having some discussions with some people, you know, in the days to come.
Are you worried, though, that Republican voters will stay home in November?
Well, I don't, because I think there's a lot of other things on the ballot. This is not a sole choice. I know that Republican voters in Western New York do not want to see Andrew Cuomo returned to the governor's mansion. I know that they support Republican control of the New York State Senate. There's a lot of other issues at hand, and I know that they support the president's agenda, and they don't want someone like Nate McMurray, who is a shill that will either support Nancy Pelosi or someone, you know, to the extreme left like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I mean, we don't know exactly what his worldview is, but what I do know is it's radical and it's liberal. And it's not the values of New York's 27th congressional district.
Are there other Republicans willing that have contacted you or contacted your office to step up in this district?
I think that's premature at this point. I mean, to have conversations about potential candidates, because one, you know, there's not a determination that Congressman Collins controls his own fate of being on the ballot. The only one that can take the steps to get him off the ballot is him. So that is not something that's on the table yet, unless he puts that on the table.
If he is reelected, though, and then found guilty, and we've talked with a lot of financial experts over the course of the last 24 hours who said this is kind of a cut and dry case as it's laid out right now of classic insider trading. There will need to be somebody else on the ballot. Will it be as strong of a candidate as Collins has been?
There's, you know, when you're looking at a Republican seat in the Congress, there's never a shortage of people from the party, whether it's from elected life or private life, that are looking to potentially run for something like that. It's a unique opportunity to serve your country, and I don't think we would have any shortage of people willing to step up and take that sort of leadership should that happen down the road.
Nick, we're glad you could join us this morning. Thank you. That's Erie County Republican Party Chairman Nick Langworthy.
I'm 842.
Here's Alan in Traffic Command.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.